I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Over the past year, Germany's played a leading role in welcoming migrants to Europe. In 2015 alone, Germany took in more than 1 million people. But that welcome might be wearing thin, particularly after those chaotic New Year's Eve scenes in Cologne, Hamburg, and other German cities. Hundreds of young women reported being groped, harassed, and robbed by throngs of young men, mostly from the Middle East and North Africa. And now the German government has announced plans to speed up deportations of migrants caught breaking the law. From Cologne, Jacob Resnick has our story.
New Year's Eve. The German tabloid Bild posted footage of crowds of people celebrating outside the main train station here in Cologne. This was the area where more than 500 women reported being harassed, groped, and robbed that night by throngs of young men operating in groups. The men have been described as mostly Arabs from the Middle East and North Africa. Dirk Stutzel owns an antiquarian bookstore just around the corner. He says he didn't see anyone being harassed, but he didn't linger.
I didn't like the atmosphere there because there was so many foreigners. Young men, and they were shooting the fireworks, and this was hell of a cloud from this burning stuff, you know.
Authorities have been criticized for not having enough police on hand to protect the crowds. The city's police chief has since stepped down, and a heightened police presence in the area is now visible. Recently, riot police used tear gas and a water cannon to prevent a clash between a mass demonstration by Germany's far-right Pegida movement and counter-demonstrators. Pegida is largely considered a fringe political movement, but the German government is taking the public outcry seriously. This week, two ministers announced legislation to expedite deportations of migrants convicted of serious crimes, including sexual assault. Stutzel says that's a good idea.
Those guys who did this, they should be sent home, I think. But you can't generalize on any refugees. Most of them are peaceful people. And even in this crowd, there were peaceful people probably, but it was like a group dynamic.
And now there are concerns of a group backlash. In the past year, there have already been scores of arson attacks on refugee homes across Germany. And just this Sunday, four separate attacks on migrants of Middle Eastern and African origin were reported around Cologne's train station.
Wir werden alles in unseren Möglichkeiten stehende tun.
Police officials say they'll do everything possible to restrain criminals and those who try to take the law into their own hands. But some who arrived here in the past year say they can already feel the atmosphere changing since New Year's Eve. Ahmed Alian is a 28-year-old lawyer from the Syrian city of Raqqa, now the de facto capital of ISIS. He came 4 months ago and is now working odd jobs and borrowing money to help support his two younger brothers and a nephew who are in middle school. He says he's noticing a big difference, especially on trains. People glare at him for minutes at a time. It's hard to take, he says. He's now working to learn German, he says, not just so he can get a real job, but also to fit in better as an outsider. Just down the road in the city of Bonn, Alaa Houd is a 28-year-old from Damascus who arrived more than a year ago with his wife and toddler son. He's an observant Muslim, and he's troubled by those who blame the New Year's Eve mob behavior on religion.
When they say it's Islam or this religion or this nationality or Arab or this, and in any culture you find this, it's forbidden. If you put Islam aside, in any culture, always the woman is red line.
He says people are using these attacks as cover for their Islamophobia.
Maybe when they catch the guy and they will find he's a Christian but he's Arab, they will say, okay, maybe he's psycho or something like this. But when they found out he's a Muslim, this is Islam, it's wrong.
The government's vow to deport criminal migrants is designed to win over a public uneasy about absorbing 1 million refugees and migrants. It also comes as right-wing politicians seek to chip away at Chancellor Angela Merkel's centrist coalition government. Dirk Stutzel, the bookstore owner in Cologne, says he feels the country is nearing a breaking point.
We're coming to a point where we say it would be okay if nobody came anymore. We're fine with the people who are here and they should have the right to stay here. It's going to be a real problem if there's another 1 million coming this year.
For The World, Jacob Resnick, Cologne.